Futon.
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 Futon, futon, futon.
Futon.
Futons freak me out because, you know, it's a couch, it's a bed. It's a couch, it's a bed, it's a seat, it's a bed, it's a couch. What the hell is it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's practical, it's not practical. You can sleep on it, you can freak on it, you can sit on it, you can, you know, eat lunch on it. All right, I'm convinced I love the futon. Futon.
Futon. Futons. I've had lots of fun on a futon. Let's put it that way. I have a futon currently. But I had a futon in my old house. And I used to take my the girl I was dating at the time back to my house. And there's something about a futon because it's not really like a bed. So you don't feel quite as dirty as, like, you know, messing around in a bed. It's not as, like, you know, full out, not as full scale. It's not a, you know, you don't feel like you got to buy your dinner.
Or that you're obligated anyway to call.
But it's better than a couch. You know, it's not like the sweaty fumbling on a couch.
Absolutely.
Or the backseat of your car or the porch or the first, you know, the front pew in church.
Sure.
These places where, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable to do the fumbling, petting kind of thing. I really enjoyed rolling around on a futon half naked with a girl. I think that futons are great for that because it does it combines the comfort level of a bed with the lack of commitment, you know, granted by, you know, the backseat of a Camaro.
Yeah.
And I think that's I think it's a phenomenal place. Roll around naked with the lover of your choice on a futon. It's fun.
Futon.
Futon.
She told me she was going to lend me a futon. I believed her. I thought that that was going to be what I was laying down on as my bed for the upcoming year. She told me she was lending me a futon. I laid down on what she let me and tried to go to sleep, but she lent me the Wu-Tang. I was sleeping on ODB and RZA. They were angry. No sleep on the Wu-Tang if I only had a futon. Futon!
Futon! Futon.
Shh. Honey, I've been thinking. I mean, we've been married 3 months now, and we want to have some kids, but I'm worried because I look around and I go through the toy stores now, and all these kids just have terrible, terrible toys. And quite frankly, I don't want our children growing up in a world where the toy situation is so desolate. I'm sorry, I'm crying. I'm sorry.
Baby. Baby, come here. Come here, little lady.
Oh, I love nestling in your chest hair.
You know, you're the one who wanted me to take the fertility drugs. I wouldn't have this chest hair if it wasn't for you, bastard.
I know.
Anyway, baby doll, I want to have kids too. I have chest hair because of it. But I think you're overlooking a fact here, honey. You have all those great old Star Wars toys in the basement. You can just let our kids play and chew on those.
That's true, I suppose.
But I mean, they're just toys, right?
I was going to sell them on eBay in 5 years for 800 times their original price.
So for... That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Screw kids. Let's get a computer instead.
Okay, we can screw kids and we can download pictures of kids and then pretend that they're ours.
Right.
Huh. Or we can steal the neighbor's kids. You know, the Hendersons upstairs just have a new baby.
What a wonderful idea. And then we can sell them on eBay.
Perhaps. And we can go and have dinner with the Hendersons some night so that we can win their friendship. And then in the middle of the night, when we decide to babysit their apartment 1 week, we can steal their baby.
And then sell them on eBay for 800 times the original price.
Oh, honey, I knew marrying you was the best thing that I would ever do with my life.
Honey, I'm getting that certain kind of itching in my chest hairs. Let's go hit the futon, baby.
Oh, you always talk so dirty to me.
Do me a favor, though, before we get started, could you take the frozen waffles out of the freezer?
No problem.
Popcorn. Who wants a popcorn? Popcorn, right here. Popcorn. Come on, I'm getting nothing here.
All right, popcorn. I guess I'll have a popcorn. I'll have a popcorn there, guy.
All right, it's all right. Here's your popcorn.
It's an open bag of popcorn there, guy. Why are you throwing it across the room like that? Now I got popcorn all over the place.
That's the way the professionals do it. That'll be $5.50.
$5.50?
$5.50.
I got butter on my trousers.
Yeah, they never looked better. Come on, $5.50.
Son, you touched in the head.
I wouldn't say so, sir. $5.50, please.
Come here.
Come
here.
All right.
What's your name, son?
My name's Terrence.
Terrence, how old are you, Terrence? What are you about? You look to be what, like 14, 15 years old?
Yeah, I'm 14, 15 years old.
It's a good age. I remember when I was 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, you know. $5.50, sir.
Look, Terrence, I'm going to tell you something.
Okay, but...
I'm not the kind of person that pays to have hot fake butter spread on their trousers.
Well, you are now, sir, so $5.50.
Son, you ever heard of the mafia?
Sir, I know the third baseman. He'll beat you up.
You know the third baseman from where?
From the team down there.
Oh, you know Peter?
Yeah.
How do you know Peter?
Oh, well, because I work here, sir.
Okay, well, let me tell you, you scrawny little piece of excrement. Peter happens to be a very good friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be beating me up.
Okay, well, I guess I could give you the aggressive Italian guy discount, sir.
That would be a one. You know what? I like your style there, Terrence.
Yeah, $4.50, please, sir.
You know what, kid? You got gumption. Here's $3.50.
Okay, sir, but I'm going to have to put you down on my bad customers list.
Hey, Terrence?
Yeah?
You got a favorite kneecap?
Shh. Here we observe the crouton, wild and free in its natural habitat. As it frolics about the salad, surveying the greens and the intervening carrots, he spies a sesame seed. A foe of just the right size. He surveys the sesame seed, watching it slowly from behind a piece of escarole. You can tell that the crouton is hungry. It has been days since he has fed last. His children, baby croutons, await in the nest of lettuce. Behind the glob of dressing. It is imperative that this crouton find this sesame seed, bring it down, and bring it home to his starving children. He makes his move. The crouton wrestles the sesame seed. It is restless in his sharp razor-like grip. Breathtaking triumph of the crouton over the helpless, defenseless sesame seed as he trots back to his lair to feed his waiting children. Sure cries a lot. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
They cry a lot.
Well, check here. Hold on. No, you know, I thought that we'd start a nice bidding war. We put minimum bid 50 cents. Maybe we should take a better picture of him. Mm. Scan it in. Let's just scan him. Get him on the scanner.
Okay.
Get him face down. Well, that didn't work too well. He kind of came out in reverse. It's like a negative.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Why? You know, we gotta stop. Maybe we wanna stop putting him on the scanner because his eyes are getting all milky white.
Yeah.
Honey, you don't seem happy.
I'm not happy, baby. This eBay thing has worked for us in the past, you know? I mean, that one guy paid $5.50 to spread hot melted butter all over my naked ass.
He was a weird man, wasn't he?
Yeah, but we made some money. We were able to have dinner for one of us. I was able to have dinner that night at Fazoli's. And I brought you home that breadstick, remember?
And then I got a chest hair on it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to eat it.
So I don't know why eBay isn't successful this time, and we can't sell this baby for 800 times its original price.
Well, what was its original price, honey?
Well, I guess we didn't ask the Hendersons.
Wait, turn it over. There's still a price tag on its ass. 35 cents!
Ah, jeez. That's not very much money, then.
It's like $240.
Maybe we should just have a kid now, and we can risk what kind of toys that it'll get when it grows older.
Wait, 800 times 100 times would be $35. 8 times 35 is, carry the... Oh, honey?
Yeah?
Honey, let's see... Put him back on the scanner!
I mean, your voice keeps jumping octaves.
It's the hormones.
Sausages! Red hot sausages. Sausages? Who wants some sausages?
Terrence?
Yeah?
Terrence, is that you?
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
It's me!
Hey, sir. How you doing?
It's Vinny Gumlati.
Hello, Mr. Gumlati. Would you like a sausage?
How much do those sausages cost there, Terrence?
$5.50.
I'll take one of your red hot sausages.
All right, here you go, sir.
All right, now, Terrence.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm a grown man.
I figured as much, sir.
Why did you just throw a red hot sausage at me from 50 feet?
Because it's very far to walk, sir.
I'm not giving you your $5.50, Terrence.
Ah, sir, do we have to go through this again, sir?
No, Terrence, this is something called customer service. If you tried to take this to court, I would win. You threw a sausage at me. It was not part of our contractual obligation. You didn't say $5.50 and I'll throw a sausage at you. You said, hey, red hot sausages.
I don't know, sir. Wapner might give you that one, but I know Koch wouldn't for sure. And Judge Judy would probably be a maybe.
Terrence.
Yes, sir.
Come down here.
Oh, I'm all right. Hang on.
Scoot through the row. Hey, move for my friend. Move for my friend, Terrence. Yeah, sir, hey, like shut up, you.
Sausage while I'm passing through. No? Okay.
Give me that sausage.
All right.
Hand me that sausage right there.
Wait. Okay. $11, sir.
It's a damn good sausage, Terrence.
Thank you, sir.
You make these yourself?
No, sir. I get them from a man downstairs. $11, sir.
You got a one-track mind, kid, you know that?
If you say so, sir.
I like that about you, Terrence.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
We put you on a project, you keep your eyes on the goal the whole time, you know? We need people like you.
Right. I need $11, sir.
I need a crouton, my friend.
Okay.
And I'll give you all the $11 bills you want if you can bring me that crouton.
All the $11 bills I want?
Yes.
Wow, I could buy a lot more of things with that.
Here I report from my hospital bed. After being attacked by the wild crouton, I recover with several bandages and casts, but I am still able to observe it. Let me tell you, the attack was horrendous, and I was defenseless.
Yes, Professor Hergensvagen.
Yes, that's me, Professor Hergensvagen.
I hope you don't mind that we've put the crouton in your room with you. I thought that it might help the healing process. Because it's a mental wound as well as a physical wound.
Very well.
Now, Professor Hergensvagen, we're going to let the crouton loose.
I don't see how this is going to benefit my recovery.
We want you to make friends with the crouton. It'll be great.
What he did for me, I don't think the crouton quite wants to make friends with me.
Professor Hergensvagen, we're gonna let the crouton out.
If only someone would come in.
If only someone would come in here. Someone interested in taking this crouton away. Taking this crouton away from me and giving it to someone else. If only he would come in and visit me right now, I might be saved.
Honey?
Yeah?
I, was on eBay.
Yeah.
And, I was thinking that since we stole a child, could I stop taking the hormones?
I kind of like it, the way it makes you sound and the kind of way it makes you brought that primitive penis.
Honey?
Yes?
We have to have a talk.
Fine. If you're having problems with the primitive penis, then that's fine.
Well, I'm having problems with several things, honey.
Fine.
But what if I found this interesting article on eBay?
What's it say?
Well, you know how we were thinking we would tap into the valuable baby black market?
Yes.
The baby black market has been supplanted by the crouton black market. We need to get a crouton, honey. I need you to go out and get us a crouton.
I'm hungry for some baby black ribs. But I'll see what I can do. I'll forge out there. I don't even know where to get a crouton.
Just hit all the hospitals. Check out the emergency rooms. Those kind of things hang out. They're trouble. With a capital T, and that rhymes with C. That stands for crouton.
Okay.
So, get out there.
Okay.
Sir, my sources have led me to this hospital room as the best possible place to find a crouton, besides grocery stores. But we're not allowed to resell those products, so we have to get them from here. So, if you just want to follow me into this room, then I will get the crouton for you, sir.
That sounds like a good thing there, Terrence.
Please, someone. The crouton is gnawing away at my private regions.
Okay, I would like to have that crouton if I could.
That is an ill-tempered crouton.
I would be willing to take that crouton for $5.50.
Hey, wait. I need a crouton, too.
Who's this joker? Who are you, joker?
I don't have time for your questions. I need a crouton to satisfy my wife and my stolen baby.
Sir, I believe I have right of eminent domain over that crouton. I'm going to have to take it or something. The hospital room is my manifest destiny, and I get the crouton.
Give the crouton to the highest bidder. Begin bidding now.
$5.50.
$5.50.
But you have to give me $5.50 is the idea.
I'll give you $5.50 for that.
No, I'm sorry. I meant to hit Terrence.
Sorry, I was in your way.
Ow, sorry, sir.
You'll pay him for the crouton. I'm giving you all the $11 bills you want. You'll pay him for the crouton. He'll pay you an $11 bill.
Okay. That sounds good. Please, someone just take this crouton off my groin. Damn it, what am I going to do? Where am I going to get a crouton?
Sir, it's going to kill me. Why do you need a crouton exactly?
I told you to satisfy my raging wife and my stolen baby.
Well, I don't know if you play the black market at all, sir, but, like, this naturalist here isn't in mint condition or anything, but he's in very good, which means that he'll sell for 80% of the cover price, or the price in the Overstreet Guide. So, you could just take him.
Okay.
That was a good bit of thinking there, Terrence.
Thank you.
You're gonna go far in this man's mafia.
Here's your crouton, sir. Can I have my $11 bill now?
Oh, Terrence.
Yes?
You silly little thing, you.
Dun-dun!
Dun-dun!
Extra special effort being made by the What Jalen's Like crew to end this show on time for bloody once. My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
And Matt. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Rudy. Thank you. Thank you, Miriam.
Thanks, Fisher.
Saucy, sweet little girl.
Miriam, call us. We miss you.
Yeah, that was bull crap.
Send us an 8x10 glossy.
Woo!
I see cloak and dagger.
Thank you very much for listening. Good luck this holiday season, this initial portion of the holiday season for all you. What jails like at hotmail.com if you need to get in touch with us through the dark times.
Help! My mother's coming after me with a knife!
Well, remember our email address. We'll get it sorted.
I might not be able to help you on that one because I'm not checking the email till Sunday.
I don't know, man.
Oh, she stabbed me! There's like a list of them. Like, she's now stabbed me 52 times!
Oh, well, have a happy holiday. Oh,
she's been drinking locale wine since Thursday, so...
Thank you for listening. Good nights.